Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and good morning. This is Marcia, Dr. Cupertino, on the Hour for Power, the Hour for Power show here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, but you know the routine, and if you're new, this is the routine. We're going to bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God in heaven, I know some say that you're within. Yes, your spirit is within. But because we look up high and we hold our hands, holy hands up, we say, God in heaven, you are the one and only true God of the universe. Who Psalm 83:18 says that thou, whose name art Jehovah, art the most high God over all the earth. That's King James Version. You'll find that name Jehovah. Not Lord, because Lord is a title, but that name Jehovah. And we come to you, God, because you're real, and because of you we have our being and we move and we're able to worship you in the way that you approve. We've been through hell all week. Satan thinks he got some more hell for us in his bag of tricks. But we come into you now asking you for forgiveness for our sins and things that we've done this week and in our lives that were not contrary to your will and your way. Have mercy, God. Have mercy on us. We got a good lesson here now, and the people need to hear it. Give them ears to hear and a heart to want to hear and a mind to decipher and remember. Thank you, God. In that name, the only name given into heaven by which man can and should and must be saved, Jesus Christ, thank you, God. In that name, amen. You know, people have been calling and sending emails, oh, doctor, my goodness, why are you going to talk about the penis? Well, because God created all things. He created man with a penis. And we've got something to say that's going to be helpful this morning. And truly a book is going to come out of this, The Penis Factor. And we're asking women, now men, don't hang up. Stay aboard. Even though we're asking women to take their rightful place under the banner of the Lord. You know, the penis is mighty and powerful because the Creator knew the decree that he set forth for man and woman to multiply on the earth. He also knew that special spiritual powers must evolve and transfer through each other when the sexual act is performed between two individuals and the acceptance of consequences of the aftermath. But we see and hear and read how many women have lost their lives, their families, their kids, and most of all, their very mind. Ain't even getting up. Some this morning ain't going to get up in their right mind because they've been following the male penis all week, all year, all their life, just following after that. And most of the penises, according to the Los Angeles Times, are on men that are vicious and that they have a disposition to want to emotionally and physically destroy whoever they lay down with. So what can women do? How can women take their rightful place in the community and before God without selling out for hell on earth? When you lay down with the wrong man, this hormone, oxytocin set in, you are going to walk on earth in hell. So right now we're going to share 10 ways. It's going to be uncut and uncensored. Many, many people know how Dr. Cop is, you know, I come just boldly from the hip. I want to help, and I want to be helping your life. But women need to understand their purpose on earth and really to get back into their right mind and to develop a good attitude towards sex and, of course, toward God who created the sexual abilities, but for purpose, and that was ordained. He said when he brought woman to Adam, it is not good for man to be alone. So, sounds like something is on the man. He was walking in loneliness. He was walking in his own hell in the Garden of Eden. And God felt sorry for him. Felt sorry for him. God felt sorry and said, you know what? I'm going to create a woman. Read this account in Genesis. He says, I'm going to create a woman for the man. And that is because it was not good for him to be alone. So here we are now going into our lesson. But since many want to know about this hormone, let me just briefly talk about oxytocin, O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N. This should be really called the love hormone. And the reason why is because if these manufacturers that are making all this dangerous drugs could make a love drug, oxytocin would undoubtedly be the main ingredient. Now, this oxytocin is a hormone that is produced by the hypothalamus, and this is a almond-sized region of the brain that's located close to the brain stem. But wherever it's located in the brain, research has shown that this hormone has far-reaching effects on both men and women, especially when it comes to relationships that are emotionally charged, and that the involvement there is out there on the table. This oxytocin is very, very powerful because it generates an amazing bond. It's the reason why we form all sorts of deep connections, not only with our children, but with our partners, parents, friends, and even our pets. But basically, this hormone, oxytocin, is released during lovemaking, and it causes one to be powerfully bonded, and is responsible for creating orgasms, which is at extreme ecstatic level in the sexual union. Oxytocin is also very, very powerful during sexual foreplay, but it is the woman whose brain becomes flooded with this hormone during the sexual act, and it causes an extreme amount of pleasure as well as multiple orgasms. It truly can be said to be the hormone of the bond of intimacy, closeness, and the desire, which increases sex receptiveness and a desire to be touched and bonded all the more. My goodness, I could go on and on and on, but I want you to go to www.smartpublications and look up oxytocin, the real love hormone. Now, what does oxytocin have to do with this conversation here today? Well, this is what it has to do with this conversation today. We're putting women and men on the alert that if you're laying down with someone in the sexual union that is someone that's not compatible with you, you might not like how he treats others, you might not like how he feels about children or having children out of a sexual union, so what? But this hormone, once you sleep with someone, and this hormone is released automatically by some spiritual law, there's going to be a bonding there. And if you want to bond with violent men, if women want to bond with men that has a record of violence toward people, persons, things in the universe, I didn't say on this planet, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem. You know, there was a woman that wrote a book, and I'm going to look for her name. She says, "Women, I'm putting you on notice. When you get married, these are the three things that you're going to have to do. You're going to have to fight the men, F the men, you know, like F-U-C, and you know that other letter. Fight them, F them, and feed them." She says, when you get involved with men in marriage, and now I'm going to say even out of marriage, you're going to have to fight them, F them, or feed them, because that is what this author says they're only interested in. Men were born to be fought, F'd, and to be fed. Women, I hope you heard that. That might take you out of some of your penis misery. But I'm going to move on now to the promise of this program. 10 ways to help you understand your purpose and to help you out of a bad situation if you're in. I'm not going to say crawl, run, race out of a bad relationship. I want you to hear these words first. But now let me tell you something. Women have a tendency when they get involved with men in a sexual union to say, "Oh my God, girl, he drives me crazy. He drives me crazy." Well, let me tell you something. You're already crazy. You're already crazy if you're choosing to sleep with men that you know have a disposition toward anything that doesn't border on the Word of God or that does not show the tenets of love. Oh, he looks good. He's tall. He's handsome. He got a lot of money. He got two jobs. Girl, he got money in the bank. You're already crazy if you are determining your life of lovemaking with a man that fits those descriptions, but that might not be psychologically or emotionally best for you. If these men are walking outside of the will of God, you know they're not going to be governed by God and they're not going to use their penis in a godly way. Now, we've already talked about this hormone that you need to be on the alert for. Maybe you didn't know it, but you know it now. But let's get down to the meat of this hour for power. It's only 30 minutes, but you need an hour to digest. Women, you were created as a helpmeet, someone to help the man do what God has already ordered him to do before you were even brought into existence. That's it, cut and dry. You will be driven crazy if you do not recognize your God-given role in the presence and in the life of a man. We know that most of the time, some women will put up with emotional violence, threats, you know, men flirting. You see cruel intentions on them every now and then, and most of all, hateful speech. You're fat. You're ugly. You black. Your skin don't look good. Your hair's nappy. You smell. That's hateful speech. That's a form of emotional violence. We haven't even gotten into the components of physical violence. But we know anybody, once again, walking outside the will of God is going to have a problem. But women, just know that if you're going around with men, you're married to men, you say, oh, he drives me crazy. Well, let me tell you something. That penis is going to die when he dies. One day before he dies, it's going to refuse to rise. And it will never take the place of abundant living. You know why it will not? Because if you're in or unordained relationship with anyone for the purpose of sex and sex only, you're the walking dead. Women, you are the living dead. Make no question about it. There's no doubt about it. But let me get into the 10 ways that you can overcome this craziness, this inordinate desire for the male penis. Some women will say, you know what, I don't want him, but he sure can F me good. Oh, you know what, I ain't been made love to like that since God knows when. You are in trouble if that's all you want out of that man. Because before you see that, you've got to see him. Before you get that penis between your legs, you've got to deal with him. Before that penis can make you feel good, he's got to put some work in. Do you want to be involved in someone like that that's walking outside of the will of God? Well, let's get into these 10 reasons, because this book really is coming out. I'm working on it, and if any of you have any ideas out there for me to add as content, please feel free to send that to MotherNature7@gmail.com. Now, I'm going from a biblical standpoint here. So if any don't want to hear about God or Jesus, hang up. Nope, no problem. He already is, God is, and always will be. So that's okay. We'll catch you later. Hopefully not in hell. But number one, put God first, ladies. Put God first. God is the creator of men with penises for a purpose. And that was to make sure the earth is going to be multiplied. Get that in your head right now. It wasn't necessarily for women to be pleasured by the sexual act. That, of course, is evident and on the table. But God's first decree was to multiply the earth. When the pair were put together in that garden, multiply the earth. So you needed to have reproductive organs to do it. But women, put God first. Everything else should be second, third, and fourth. God should come before man, children, family. God first. God first. There's just no other way. If you don't know how to put him first, give me a call at 424-634-9615, and I can walk you through some steps into doing this. But if you put God first, you're not going to lose your mind over penis. You're going to recognize the value of it. and the purpose of it, and you're going to keep on stepping. Number two, you want to remember why you were created in the first place. You were created to abate man's loneliness. Now, they might be walking about like they're all that and more, but really, women, we know the real deal. They were walking in loneliness, and there's always a disposition toward that. As you know, married women, single women, women that have been with men, they'll do everything they can to get your attention. Most of the time, they're in the way if they're not on the outside of the door, making big things happen. We already know that, but I'm not going into all of that right now. But the main number two reason is that we need to remember why we were created, to abate that loneliness and to be used also as an instrument to help multiply the earth. That's it, period. That's it. It didn't say if he was rich or poor. It didn't say if he was sick or well. But that's the reason why women were created. Not to go crazy over sex. It's all right. But if it's going to cost you your life, the life of your kids, and you walking around raggedy, hungry, don't have what you need because you're hanging in there just for one or two lovemaking sessions a week, you know that's not right. Remember why you were created, and you won't go crazy in the first place when you lay down with them. You know, when you lay down, you got to get up, and you got to face this real, real world. 5 minutes, 10 minutes is not going to give you the strength you need to face Satan Monday through Monday. It's not going to happen. Number three, you need to rise up into your glory. These men are programmed for that penis to rise upon arousal. It may rise at any time. You might not even be in his eyesight. You might not even be at a particular point in the mood for that. Men are programmed to get their penis in a rise fashion at any given moment upon arousal. But you've got to rise up into your glory. You women, you hold the key to everything. Because without you, there's no sexual union. Now, you may say, oh, well, you know, he's going with his best friend, a man on his job. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you rising up in your glory. If you do that, perhaps that's the problem that would not occur or that never should have occurred in the first place. Women have always had a tendency to step out of their place. But if you get up into your place, rise up, determine that you were created as a jewel for these men, then chances are you're not going to have a problem with running your life down into an early grave behind a male penis. Rise up into your glory. Number four, put man and his penis in his place. Most women don't do that. They dress up for men. They tend to wear their hair for men. They're painting their fingernails, long fingernails, red, orange, and whatever for men for attraction. Hey, look at me. You want to lay down with me. Look at my fat behind. Look at my big hanging, sagging breasts. Look at me. Whether they hang or sag or not, that's not the point of this conversation. We need to put man and his penis in his place for procreative power, and that's it, and leave it there. You know, some of us really need to hear from the spirits of our ancestors. It was some cold-blooded women come before us, and I'll be writing a book on that, Female Lovers. Those women didn't play around with sex. They knew the power of sex. They knew the power of what a penis could and could not do, and they left it at that. Great-great-grandma laid the law down. She laid the law down. And if she got tired of his whoremongering and whatever else he was doing, she got rid of him. But I'm not advocating that. But women, we haven't put men and their penis in place. There was a war over in a certain part of Africa. And the way the women fought back, they just refused to sleep with the men. Look this up. Google what I'm saying. And the war slowed down or stopped or something of that sort. But women really know how to deal with men when it comes to a time to do it. Put the man and his penis in his place. Get in second place, number five. You were created second. Get in that place. When men recognize that women are in their place, they're going to get in theirs. But when we're outrunning them in an inordinate desire to sleep with them 7 days out of the week, you have a problem. You become a slave to sex, and men will take advantage of that and create problems because of that. Six, we need to remember that the penis is flesh. That's all it is. When the man goes, the penis goes with him. The penis is flesh. Remember that. It is not God. It is not a God. It is not to be used as a God. Seven, we need to show our children that they are a gift from God. If we concentrate on the children that comes out of a sexual union, we're not going to be so apt to run after the male penis. That's going to help us put that male penis in its place. And our children will be under the banner of all forms of protection when they know that they as created individuals are important in your life and not shoved aside because you got this man coming over, you got this man sitting on the couch, you got that all in the name for a piece of penis, for sex. Let's not do that. Show the children that they are a gift from God. Number eight, tell that penis no. Just because you see it rise and you feel in that hump down there, that doesn't mean you have to lose your mind. Tell that penis no. I'm not saying punish a man by withholding a sexual union. Most of the time is wrong, bills is piled up, he's out of work, the car has broken down, you standing hungry yourself. A sexual union under all those circumstances is not going to give you the power to put that penis in its place. You got to tell that penis no. You got to tell the man no. Let's sit and talk. Let's get this family straight. Let's get the children back in order. Let's get back in good spirits with God. Let's get back to walking in the will of God. That session of lovemaking is not going to be a cure-all. And if we don't get this thing straight, we're going to see more degradation on planet Earth. You already know, men, I heard a woman say, a stiff penis, and they said D-I-C-K, has no conscience. So whenever it's rising, whenever it then rose up, look out. That's a way to shut down conversation. That's a way to shut down women. That's a roused penis is a way to slow women down. Women, some women want that. Some women are just predestined under the banner of the wicked one to use a outline of a penis to make their decisions. But women, when you rise up and say no to sex, no, I'm not going to do that right now. I don't care if it is 10 p.m. at night, early in the morning, as the song says. Women, tell the penis no. In fact, tell the man, I've got something to say. Let's sit down and talk. That will show that you're not crazy over penis, and the penis factor doesn't have no control over you. Number nine, a cold shower would never hurt anyone. I don't think I have to even expound on that. But a cold shower at any time will shut down that oxytocin, that hormone, to give a woman a chance to think about where is she in this relationship? Why am I even in it? Yes, he can F me good. Yeah, But after the act, what do I have to show for it? Look at how some are living. Men running in and out, slave to the undergod of the underworld. A cold shower never hurt. Number 10, and the most important, you know, women, when you let God lead and not let the penis lead, you're going to be in a position to save your life. You're going to recover from a broken life. You're not going to be involved in the downfall and destruction and death that come to women who seem to worship the penis. and who just won't put that penis in its rightful place. You might know women that are in prisons and mental asylums, mental hospitals right now, and even laying in the grave because they just had to have it and was going to fight other women that wanted to have it and fight the men that was not going to give it to them. You know this. And when we as women expect that penis to become a cure-all for all of our problems, aches and pains, we're going to have a problem. Because God created man with a tendency to dominate. He told them to go forth and dominate. Go forward, man, and domesticate the earth. Put the animals in their place. That tells me they were created to dominate and take power over the earth. And anything that got in their way would be destroyed. How else are you going to dominate? You've got to destroy something to dominate. And most men today and in the past have used violence and the threat of death to control themselves, their world, women, and even their families. What else can they do? What else were they created to do? He said, go forward, get this planet together, get planet Earth together. So what else do they know? What else do they know? And most of us as women know this. If you go forward with a man and you show him that you don't want him as a sexual partner, you just want to be friends, you don't want him hanging around, you don't want to date him, you don't want to go out and have dinner with him, what do? They turn on you. Most men will turn on women and try to destroy them, try to destroy their reputation, all in the name because the women have said nicely, you know what, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I don't want to be bothered right now with a relationship. I'm just doing my own thing right now. When a man is rejected, that's what he wants to do. He wants to tear the woman down. Now, you have some men that have been raised right. Love their mother, love their father. I'm not talking about them per se. I'm not doing a blanket thing here. But the majority of men, when a woman shows them they don't want them, they seek to destroy them at all costs. It's just simple as that. And that's because in that garden, that serious downfall occurred. And man was put out of the garden with the woman, so he's already genetically messed up, guilty. That's part of the Akashic records of the consciousness of man that's been passed down through all these generations. That really causes him to have a funny style, as they used to say back in the 70s and 80s, a funny style disposition toward women. Either I'm going to dominate them, they're going to do what I say, or I'm going to do what I can to destroy them. So we have in this lesson let women know that there's a hormone involved in all of the sexual unions that will cause a bond, a binding to a man that might not be healthy and might not be good. So think twice before you lay down with anyone. I don't care who it is, boyfriend, husband, significant other, be very careful because that's a bond that has been put in place by God himself because he said in that union, that they will cleave to each other, man and woman. They'll walk away from mommy, daddy, and that bond is a hold, a lockdown, lowjack on them until they die, both of them. So be careful with that. You'll either bond to death then or you'll bond prematurely before your time headed toward death. Be very careful. So you've heard 10 ways now to get out from up under the male penis. Yes, it may drive you crazy, but it's a good chance it's going to put you in the grave early than your time. We're going to be coming with some more information next Saturday at 8 a.m. This is going to be a two-part show concerning the penis factor. There are some other things, women and men, you need to know, and I'm coming at it straight for the man. So come on and be sure you're sitting down next Saturday at 8 a.m. for the Dr. Cupertino Show, Hour of Power. Watch out for that penis. It could mean your death, lady. See you next week. Same time, same place. We're going to move on into the Penis Factor Part 2.